You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. The Straits of Mackinac is an important waypoint for migrating birds each spring and fall. And this season, as usual, there were plenty of raptor admirers watching eagles and hawks make that trek. They spotted record numbers, but probably because the folks are getting better at counting. To hear more about this count, I called up Kathy Bricker with Mackinac Straits Raptor Watch. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
What is it that you like so much about watching the hawks and eagles in flight?
Oh, you can imagine yourself flying up with them and getting the view that they're getting. And as they wait to cross the bridge, they are looking for the perfect weather conditions that create upward spirals of air. And just like bubbles in a boiling pot, the air rises and rises and rises, and they can set their wings and glide with the airflow without ever having to flap their wings. So that's called kettling, or kettles of hawks. And sometimes there were many hundreds that you could see at a time just moving overhead in vast spirals upward.
Wow. So beyond watching this, it sounds like a spectacular sight. Why is it important to then go ahead and count and to watch this scientifically?
Around the country, there's more than 270 hawk count sites. So they're trying to get counts of what kinds of birds, when they move, how many birds there are. And they use that information to develop a better understanding of these top predators. We need our top predators because they give us feedback on things going on in the environment that we may not be aware of.
Can you give an example?
If you remember back in the 50s and 60s, I was alive then, bald eagles were not able to nest successfully because the DDT that had been concentrated in the food chain and that they ultimately concentrated in their bodies made their eggs shells too thin. And the females would lay their eggs, and then when she'd sit on them, the eggs would crush. So that really was an early warning signal for people that, hey, this chemical that was in quite widespread use at that time, it's quite dangerous, and it can hurt people as well as birds.
So I understand that you've counted a lot more raptors this year than you have in the past. How is it that you were able to count so many more birds?
This is our fifth year of having some presence at the hawk count, but this was the longest period of time that it's been covered. Last year was the second longest, and we had over 22,000 birds, but this year we had 43,000 hawks and raptors, including more than 800 eagles. And the reason was that our professional counter lived right in Mackinac City, and so he was able to get out in between rainstorms and in between periods of bad weather and spend substantially more time. He spent about double the number of time, of the amount of time, so that we had about double the number of raptors. And time will tell whether this is more normal or whether the lower numbers were more normal. Additional years of counting that we intend to do because we'd really like to see this go on for a long time so that we can get some long-time indication of the movements of the birds. And that'll indicate what's happening more, more precisely.
And that is, of course, the key is being able to compare data year over year. So having some consistency, are you hoping that you're getting to a point where you're going to be having some consistency in your count so that that's more scientifically reliable?
Whether we can continue counting depends on your listeners and on people around the state, because we do depend on donations. We're a nonprofit organization, and we do hope to continue this because the information is more valuable the more you have of it. For instance, this year we saw a ferruginous hawk for the very first time. This is a western species, and it could indicate a movement in that species, perhaps due to conditions that are changing out west. In the last 2 years, we've seen black vultures, and that's a southern species. We didn't see one this year. Maybe it was the harsh winter, or maybe you know, who knows exactly what was going on. So it really is important to get data over a long period of time.
Kathy Bricker, thanks again for your time today.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate your inviting me to talk to your listeners.